is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. Main feature of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You just go and create your own account. You can submit whatever it is you want to. So if you think our listeners will enjoy it, you submit it to the website. It shows up. Other listeners can vote it up or vote it down. You can vote up or down things as well. The most popular items make it to the front page and the top of our website. It's a neat little system. Plus, there's all kinds of other stuff there, including our forum, chat room, cam, and more. Go to freetalklive.com and have a blast. We've been talking, those of you just tuning in, the last hour we spent talking about some controversy that has erupted again here in Keene, New Hampshire. And it's going to, I think, get even bigger this time, because last year, there was a topless lady that walked downtown. She was arrested. They released her. They admitted that they were wrong to arrest her and charge her. So that was it. It was over. It was the end of summertime. Things got cold. Now things are getting warm again here in New Hampshire. The tops are coming off in greater numbers. Four ladies had their tops off and a number of guys as well on the Topless Tuesdays event, which was the second one that happened. The first one was last week. The most recent one was this week. It's happening on a weekly basis. And I expect it's going to happen again next week. We're going to talk to Rich Paul here in a moment. He's one of the guys that's kind of, I don't know if you can say he's behind it, because he can't make people take their shirts off, but he certainly is close to the event. And so we'll get his thoughts here in a moment. But we're talking about just the controversy surrounding it in general, how people feel about this issue, specifically the idea that somehow women are expected to behave differently than men as far as their tops are concerned. This obvious issue of inequality and intolerance on the part of the people that are demanding, you need to put your shirt back on for the good of my children. Well, I think it's good for your children to see people topless, because it makes it less special. It makes it less sexy, forbidden, if it's happening on a regular basis. And Dale,
you know,
do you want to jump in quickly?
Sum it up, and if you can sum this up. It is a complex issue, but it comes down to the idea that you do not have a right to not be offended. I mean, I think that's what it comes. There's this idea that we should somehow respect that someone's going to be offended, and so don't do something that might offend them. But free speech entails offending people. When people disagree, in order to have open discussion, someone's going to get offended, especially when you're challenging a long-held view that you consider to be wrong.
And thank goodness people have challenged long-held views like that over the years. Otherwise, we might still have slavery.
Bans on interracial marriage, which kind of follows after slavery.
Yeah, there are all kinds of things. In fact, I pointed out in the controversial thread over at forum.freekeen.com about this, I said, well, if everybody had been so respectful of the beliefs of the sexually, you know, these repressed busybodies, then women would still be wearing full-length beachwear.
You can believe that the parents of teenagers were very upset about the idea of other especially the boys, that the girls were wearing these bikinis and things like that.
Well, no, but before the bikini, it was showing ankles that was the problem.
Yeah, it all along the way.
Right. So
I remember my grandmother complaining when a black man and a white woman were just sort of being affectionate, nothing worse than any other couple would do in the pool in the apartment where we stayed, and she was absolutely appalled.
And
that made her
it.
Look uglier in my eyes, that she felt that she was having this attitude.
It's an ugly
about
attitude.
Other people who weren't bothering her. You know.
Absolutely. Let's go back to Rich, the first Rich. This is a different Rich in New Hampshire, not Rich Paul. We'll get to him in a moment. But Rich, you were telling us a story. You were in France, and how long ago was this?
Well, this was back in spring of 1988.
Okay, and you had gone for a jog, and you had decided to leave your shirt at the college dorm or wherever it was.
Exactly.
Go ahead with your story.
Which was at the edge of town, and then I ran into the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we left off. And that was quite a cliffhanger, wasn't it? Anyway, when I got into the suburbs, I started noticing that people were taking me for something quite abnormal. They were gawking at me, and cars were slowing down, and people were stopping what they were doing. And the worst thing was running in front of a high school. The kids were out in front of the school, apparently waiting for a bus or whatever, and all conversations stopped as I ran by. And the only thing I heard after that were catcalls. And then I was out running one. I never did that again, by the way. I never ran out in town without.
Embarrassing, yeah.
Why was that? I mean, do you know? I mean, because you were obviously just thinking this is a normal thing. This is how you would have done it in America. What was
exactly.
going on there?
So anyway, that's not the end of the story, though.
Okay.
Then one day I was out running in the park, and I went to kind of a remote part of the park, and there was a lake, and there were men, women, and children of all ages stark naked. And then I found at the beach what is true of all of Europe, except maybe Great Britain, but that's another story. But it's perfectly normal for everybody to take off their top, men and women. But you just don't do that in town. So basically, the bottom line is, over there, I think what they're doing, I think, makes a lot more sense. It's not about male versus female. It's about being in the right time at the right place. So all this to say that if this particular, Tuesday? What was the...
Topless Tuesdays.
Oh, I was thinking the other T. Topless Tuesdays. Yeah, if that were to take place at the beach, I'd be their biggest cheerleader. But I'm just not quite so enthusiastic about that taking place downtown.
I'm not enthusiastic about it either. I just don't think there's anything that you and I can do about it.
I don't see what the difference is. So what's the difference whether you're on a sandy area or an area that is grassy? I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Uh-huh. Well, I think for what it's worth, guys do walk around keen with their shirts off and even sit outside of restaurants with their shirts off. There's a lot of restaurants that have tables outside, and when the weather's nice, you know, it's not terribly unheard of for a guy to be out with his shirt off, and no one's going to freak out about that. If they go inside, most places are going to warmly have their shirts on, and you know, even guys. And so I think it would be unreasonable to push it in that kind of scenario. But I think if guys are doing it, that's the appropriate place for women to do it. And I wouldn't make a huge deal out of it.
Uh-huh.
That's just my opinion. I would do it as casually as possible. And not make a big deal out of it. And then someone else, if they make a big deal out of it, then it's very clear they're the ones that are pushing the issue. You know, like they're the ones that, whereas someone else is really just minding their own business and wearing what they want to wear in a consistent manner with other people and asking and expecting to be treated the same. And I think that that is a very reasonable approach to take.
Any other thoughts, Rich?
Yeah, well, it certainly is better than tyranny.
I agree. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Breasts are certainly better than tyranny. Let's go and talk to Rich Paul. He is, I don't feel right calling you the organizer of this, Rich Paul. How do you view yourself in the perspective of the Topless Tuesdays events? You're certainly one of the more prolific people at the 420 celebrations, and you've been arrested for cannabis possession. So certainly the government people consider you one of the doers behind the scenes. How would you refer to yourself?
Well, I'm a political activist. Right now my concentration is on legalization of marijuana. And I am somewhat responsible for Topless Tuesday, but not entirely. There's actually two aspects to Topless Tuesday. First, there's the question of why is it being done? Well, the girls who are doing it are telling me that they want the same rights that men have. And I think that's perfectly reasonable. I don't know that any of them would be walking around topless on a regular basis. They just want the right to do it. And that seems perfectly reasonable. The reason that I asked them to co-locate their protest with mine is because basically to promote and get more bodies out to 420 and to get column inches in the newspaper, and we have definitely accomplished that. You know, this is the first time since April 20th that we've been in the newspaper, and that's very important.
Now, you called it a protest. I didn't feel like it was a protest. I just felt like it was people hanging out in the park enjoying a nice day. But can you hang on, Rich, and continue to discuss this?
Sure.
All right, great. We'll put you on hold. We're going to come back more with Rich Paul here in a moment. He is one of the guys that was behind the 420, the genesis of the now incredibly worldwide renowned, successful daily 420 celebrations here in Keene. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FDP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FDP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-94-
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And those features include our listening options. We've got live streams, both broadband and dial-up flavors, plus our webcam, as well as listen lines that let you call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen around the clock. Go and get all the details and get listening over at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is the show about the end of government-controlled education. Visit the new website at schoolsucksproject.com to make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com. And actually, I was at the high school recently holding a School Sucks Project sign and trying to get the word out to the students. And if some parent were to come along and said to me, you know, I support, you know, I agree with you generally about what you're doing, but I just wish you wouldn't do it around my child. I want to try to protect them from these ideas that school is bad, because then they might start, you know, getting on me about why I don't homeschool them, and I'm, you know, I'm too lazy. So would you just please put away your sign and stop reaching out to my children? I would say no, because this is important to me. Reaching out to young people is a critical thing to do. And it's something that I'm going to continue to do. And at least with the topless thing, it's not being done for the purposes of reaching children. It's just what we've been talking about here in the last hour.
Why would you want to leave them out of the message? I mean, if you're trying to affect the culture in such a way that men and women are treated equally and have the same expectations of men and women, if that's your point, why would you want to leave children out of that message?
It's so
they're
important.
In some ways, they're the most important recipients of the message.
I agree
the
completely.
Next generation.
I absolutely agree, and that's why I spend at least a couple hours a week doing outreach to middle school and high school students here in the area. And I can tell you, it upsets some parents. The first time we went out to the middle school and handed out free Keen flyers and held the free Keen banners, there were complaints on the newspaper's website about that.
If people who are controlling of others are going to find liberty-oriented ideas offensive.
We're a threat to them. Let's go back to Rich Paul. Rich, are you with us?
I sure am.
Now, you moved up here to the Keene. You actually moved up to New Hampshire, and then you moved over to Keene from a different area. How long have you been in Keene now, Rich?
I've been officially in Keene since September 1st, with a couple of returns to South Carolina, so I wasn't a full-time site for my driver's license.
You've certainly made a big splash in the less than a year that you've been up here with kicking off the 420 celebrations, which we've talked about quite a bit just recently. Of course, they're still going on, and they are going strong every day at 420 in the town square. People are out there, and they are partaking in cannabis, and they have been left alone for months now, thank goodness. You went to bat for it, though, and you ended up getting arrested in the very beginning days, heroically, and that trial is still pending. But you invited some of the ladies who had been attending the 420 celebrations, who had expressed an interest in equality, to express their interest by going topless at the 420 celebrations, and it has resulted in what has now been dubbed Topless Tuesdays. This week was the second week that it happened, and this week we had far more participants. The first week it was just Cassidy, who had done it last year, and you know she's kind of old hat at this. But this week we had four ladies that had never done this publicly before. They took part in being topless, and a number of men, including yourself, and I came out later, and because it started early, I came out later and joined in as well. But a number of men and at least four ladies participated, and a lot of people are very upset about this. So you were kind of explaining the why as to why this is happening.
Well, the importance is, and the thing, the why of the of attaching it to our protest and why we're willing to offend, we don't necessarily intend to offend, but we are willing to offend is, in my case, to draw attention to the issue of drug legalization as well as the issue of equality. And a lot of it is just a shameless plug to get more human bodies out there, because there are a lot of people who believe as we do, but they're not all coming out.
Well, I can tell you, if anything's going to get human bodies out, it's probably going to be this controversy, because now that the newspaper has written about it, all kinds of people who didn't know this was going on are going to know about it. So I'm really excited to see what happens next week.
Exactly, and I hope that a lot of people who read that article are going to show up to watch and show up to participate. Now, the reason I want to get the crowd larger is because once we get up to 100 to 150 people a day again, and that's easily attainable if we can keep having the draw and keep having the enthusiasm, is that we want to start marching through the street from town square to the police station on any day when there has been a marijuana arrest. Mm. So if there has been one between 420 The previous day and 420 today, we march through the streets and we do our protests at the police station.
That's great.
And eventually we want to be able to be big enough to shut down the streets, so we've got to get a lot of bodies out there.
That's an ambitious plan, and I know that eventually it'll be possible. How soon is really the only question. Now, what about the
children? You want to shut down the street? I mean, can't people just go about their day while you, you know, do whatever your protest is?
Well, you see, they don't let us go about our day when the SWAT team kicks down our doors in the middle of the night. And, you know, I'm the bad cop in this thing. Matt Simon is the good cop. You know, when if people on my side don't like my tactics, you know, that Matt Simon is there for him, and he's got his tactics. But basically, they don't just admonish us from a distance that we shouldn't smoke pot. They ruin our lives if we do it, and that is in your face, and we have to be in their face.
I wonder,
they say
you know,
a lot of the reason for the success of Martin Luther King is that Malcolm X was behind him in the shadows. Well, more people may well, you know, go along with Matt Simon if they know I'm out there in the shadows, willing to milk their sacred cow.
For those that don't know, Matt Simon is a political activist who is very against the idea of smoking pot in public and things like that. So it's a complete.
He's working through the political process.
And for the record, I'd like to say that I support everything that Matt Simon is doing. All I would ask is that if his troops run into mine on the way to the Capitol, that he not give the order to fire. I will promise him the same.
Dale, did you have a question for Rich?
I was going to say, I mean, I don't know. I think there's this whole notion of, you know, don't make people uncomfortable and don't inconvenience them with your stuff. But, you know, I think the problem is they don't realize that people are being hurt by this drug war a lot, that lots of harm is coming from it, and that, you know, you shouldn't be comfortable while this is happening. You need to be aware of what's going on and stop being apathetic about it.
Well, I think this is...
And the vital thing is, when people say, why the hell are they doing this, people have to have an answer that makes sense. And they have to remember that for us, ending the war on drugs is a matter of life and death, because sooner or later somebody's going to kick down our door. You know,
well,
that's the important thing to remember.
I think that if you fail to win hearts and minds, if you stop traffic, you will fail to win hearts and minds. Then people just cheer when your door gets kicked in, Rich.
You may be right, but the civil rights protests also, you'll see miles and miles of people marching down the streets with signs that say, I am a man. Actually, we're thinking of using signs that say we are human.
Rich, if you can hang on, I got another question for you. More in a moment here, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, toplessness or anything you want. Go.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up absolutely anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. In fact, I must say, the cam is looking pretty good. It is looking good. I went out last night and got a brand new light for the studio. We've matched our lighting types now. We've got a plenty of light, because when you're dealing with video cameras, having a lot of light on your subject is very important. And for a long time, we just had the crappiest lighting in here. And that has been, I believe that has been fully remedied at this point. So you can go and see the cam. You can chat with other listeners. The chat room's on the same page. You just go to cam.freetalklive.com. Get interactive and watch the show at the same time. Cam.freetalklive.com. And it's brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's not all optical transceivers over there, but they are in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Rich Paul is still with us. We're talking about Topless Tuesdays and the controversy that is as we speak, bubbling over about it. I'll be posting later on, probably tonight, the Keene Sentinel story at freekeene.com, so you can see this for yourself, and you can see the vitriol and the anger in the comments. But some people have this this perspective, Rich, and you're involved in the Topless Tuesdays event. They have this very confused perspective that, well, on one hand, they understand what's going on, but on the other hand, they don't want you doing it in front of their children. It's like it's just like with the whole Pumpkin Fest thing, where they got upset because you were out there and people were out there smoking pot in front of kids. They're using the children as an excuse to be repressive towards people. How do you feel about the children?
Well, you know, my main ambition for the children is for them to grow up free. But, you know, the children right now, these children that are so important, are at risk for having a SWAT team kick down their door in the middle of the night and shoot the family's pet in front of their eyes. Now, if you compare that to the risk that you might see a couple of boobs and know something about the human, not reproductive, but the human feeding cycle, the human life cycle, then, you know, I would rather my kids see that than see their family pet shot before their eyes.
Yeah, or block them in traffic, you know. That's the other thing that's kind of trivial by comparison to people whose parents are being locked away and they're growing up in broken homes and not to mention the innocent people who are locked away and what that's doing to their lives and how their lives are, you know, it's harder for them to get a job afterward and all of that versus being blocked up in traffic. And the question I would have is how bad does it have to get before you're willing to block someone in traffic to get their attention? You know, how bad do people have to be getting hurt before it then justifies, you know what, I'm going to block you in traffic for a moment because you are not paying attention to this horrible thing that's happening all around you?
Well, I don't know, but I have heard from the people who have gone to prison, especially those who have gone for over 5 years, that they found it even more inconvenient than being blocked in traffic for 10 minutes.
Well, I'm telling you, if you block traffic, you're going to lose people that might otherwise be amicable to your side.
I think that there will be
I disagree.
Some people lost.
I mean, I shouldn't say I disagree. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Rich. I shouldn't say I disagree with that. I think you're probably right. But I don't, I think that, I mean, that's almost inevitable. Like, you, again, whenever you address a controversial topic, you're gonna annoy some people. And I understand that that's annoying to people to get blocked in traffic. But again, I think I think you're gonna, the potential gain from it, is more. In the
I
sense
don't
of
see any potential gain, whatever.
And I think, and I also think there's part of us, the whole idea of a squeaky wheel gets the oil. And at some point, there's people going, you know what? It's really annoying me. Stop doing that. You're really making me mad. Stop doing it.
Now
and we don't stop.
But Rich, they won't walk to the police station if the cops don't arrest anybody, right? Rich, you're only talking about walking
exactly. And
blocking the road if the police arrest somebody in that 24-hour period before that day.
Exactly. And they have a way. And if they find out, the only way that it's going to stop is not by complaining, but by actually ending the drug war. Then, you know, that's what it comes down to.
Sorry, Rich. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's exactly my point in doing it as a retaliatory act, because I understand that it will be viewed as very aggressive, certainly by the town fathers and by some of the town people. In terms of the tactic and the demographics, I think that any tactic you use will lose some people and gain some people.
Yeah.
I think that this tactic will gain more than it loses, if for no other reason, because I'm convinced that it will get us on the front page at least the first three times we use it. And front page news brought out 130, 150 people in one day.
Well, I can tell you this is all just getting rolling. I mean, the 420 things have been going for a while. Topless Tuesday's just now kicking off. We're only on the second week. The third week is coming up. In fact, Rich, one of the ladies suggested, and it was actually Meg on the forums, she suggested that if this anti-topless measure that these repressive busybodies are looking to pass, they went around and collected a petition of people that wanted to ban toplessness. If they actually go through with it, she was talking about taking off her top at the city council meeting, and I thought that was an awesome idea.
I think that's fantastic, and I'm encouraging people never to directly ask a lady to take off her shirt at 420, whether it's Topless Tuesday or not. If they want to, they will. But I will announce that that is a possibility whenever I see people, and I hope that they will choose to join in Meg's program.
Yeah, all you can ever do is suggest a possibility, and I think that's an appropriate way to approach it. And certainly
it's very important, though. This is a point that a young lady made to me today. She said she'd been asked 7 times to participate.
It's really inappropriate.
And so nobody asks us to take off our clothes when we go down there. I think we should extend the same courtesy. If we want to, we will. If they want to, they will.
Absolutely. And, of course, we'll keep our audience in the loop as to how this continues to develop, as to whether or not the city council is going to take a look at this. Odds are good it will probably come in front of them at some point, so hopefully we'll be apprised of that beforehand so we can send some people in there to counter it. Thanks, Rich, for being on tonight.
Thank you so much for talking about this event, and I hope all of the listeners who are out there will hop a plane, train, an automobile, or be there tomorrow.
No, get on up here to New Hampshire when you can. I thank you, Rich Paul, for coming on tonight. All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, and if you go to the Keene Sentinel story, and again, I'll post it little later on at freekeene.com with a picture of the topless event. If you go to the story and you look at the angry, vitriolic comments that so frequently appear on Liberty, the stories about Liberty activists in the local newspaper, one of them says, it basically suggests that the people that are upset about the Free Staters should go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and protest there. And I just think that would be so great if that were to happen. Because, really, you're gonna protest Free Staters. Okay, great. I think that's perfect because it would actually get these whiny people, these complainers in front of us. Because right now they're just all hiding behind their keyboards. If you go there, they never use their real names when they post how much they always post about how everybody hates the Free Staters. Everyone in Keene hates you. Get out of town, etc. But they never use their real names. So I'd love to have some of them actually show up in real life to try to protest us.
Ponies, you know?
Right, because then we're going to come up, we're going to smile at them, we're going to be friendly, we're going to talk to them, we're going to ask them questions, we're going to have a conversation with them, and they're going to realize we're probably not as scary or as dangerous as they thought.
It's all about opening up a dialogue, right? Like, I know when we were holding candlelight vigils, not protests, mind you, but candlelight vigils in front of the homes of people who had personal responsibility in the harming of innocent people, like judges and cops. And so people said, well, how would you like it? Those cops came out to your house and were protesting. Well, first thing that would cross my mind is, are they doing it on state time? But you know, assuming they weren't, let's say they came out in their own time or protesting, I would come out there, I would have cold sodas for them,
yeah.
I would have a talk. What is it that I did that's upsetting you? I really want to talk about this.
Absolutely.
And I would actually present, let's hear it. Let's hear your case, because I've got a good case, and I'm ready to have a talk about it.
I would love, that'd be great. Bring them out some cookies or something like that.
Yeah.
This is how I would handle it. So more coming up here in moments, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of Amazon's profits, a cut that they will send to us because we sent them the business. You're going to do your shopping online anyway. It's a smart thing to do, and Amazon is certainly a good place to do it. They've got great prices, dozens of categories, and so many items. Whatever you're looking for, they probably are selling it. So, and you might even be able to get a used version of it. Save yourself a few extra bucks. Although brand new items, certainly a lot of them have the free Super Saver shipping option, which is awesome. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the profits. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to, actually, I guess technically we're getting a cut of their profits and their net. Anyway, we continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Dave is listening in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm a little nervous. I haven't been on the radio in a while.
No, there's nobody here. It's just us.
Oh, awesome. Basically, I pick up you guys once in a blue moon on the online deal that you got going on, and I'm usually like totally with you guys, but on this one it's just it seems like you guys are a lot more closed-minded than normal on this, to be honest with
what
you.
What do you mean closed-minded? How?
Yeah, you'll have to talk about which specific issue, because we've talked about a couple of them.
The topless thing.
Okay.
I figure you guys are pretty much for, I know a little bit about your project and whatnot, but not all that much, and I hadn't seen what's on the forum, but you were mentioning vitriol and all this, but it just seems like that's what you have towards the lady who is a parent. And I know that one of you guys, I think, has a kid, right? The
Mark has
one
a
2-year-old.
I'm not vitriolic toward her. I'm not vitriolic.
I think we're just pointing out that, that she's very inconsistent in what she's saying.
Obsessed with controlling people, their own kids, that kind of thing. That's what I mean by,
I have some very serious disagreements with how she's raising her children, but that doesn't mean I'm vitriolic toward her. She's welcome to be as repressive as she wants to be, but, don't...
But the way you just framed it, with repressive, that's the whole thing. Hardcore, like, liberty, personal liberty with you guys, but... Like, the thing is with me, once you get into having kids and they're getting in that 5, 7, 10 range, the whole point of liberty to me is allowing me to raise my kids the way I want, whether you think it's repressive or whatnot.
Sure, but I'm not responsible for that.
And I also don't want to... I don't want society doing it either. And
sure,
that's what
but
you guys are.
She's trying to control other people and what they wear. That's none of her business, and that's not part of her, that's not their responsibility to raise her child. If she wants to be that, if she wants to keep her child in that sheltered of a situation, she's going to have to exert some pretty extensive control.
There you go.
And that means not
sheltered again. That's not
what she wants, Dave.
That's not an open dialogue, though.
She doesn't want to have a dialogue with her children.
Dave,
you think it's sheltered, though?
Wait,
you
yes,
really
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And let me make a point, Dave. The library.
Okay.
Do you think that the library?
Can I respond?
Of course.
Sure. Respond. Yeah. Then go ahead and respond to whatever you'd like.
No. After your comment,
certainly can. Yeah.
The library. Should they be responsible for removing all the National Geographics if your child goes in there?
No.
Okay, then why is it that the same occurrence going on Central Square, where her child is riding a bus that I was forced to pay for on a road that I was forced to pay for, shouldn't have to see whatever it is that these people are doing? I mean, isn't the more offensive thing that this lady is sending her kid to a school that I was forced to pay for?
No, I don't think you should have to pay for it, number one. But
okay.
I'm telling you, I'm hardcore libertarian.
Okay.
But I don't think that you gotta. I don't have to go to the library, but sometimes you do have to go through town with your kids, and you know you might call it repressive, but I think that it's like my personal liberty to be able to raise my kids.
If you're gonna live in a public world. Where we don't have private property, okay? We don't have that right now. Where
right.
Everything is private.
The people from the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the fundamentalist Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, their kids aren't seeing Topless Tuesdays, okay? Because their kids have to stay on a compound.
Right, because if you want to have complete control over what your kids see so they don't ask you questions that will make you uncomfortable, because that's what, if you look at the thread, there's somebody that just posted about how she doesn't want to be forced to talk to her kids about things she's not ready to talk to them about. Okay, fine.
I'm there with her, though. Why is that not my liberty to be able to teach my kids when I want to teach them?
When you're out in public,
can I force them to tear down the cigarette billboard? Can I force them to tear down the liquor billboard? Can I force them to tear down the beer billboard? I don't want my kid finding out about this stuff.
Listen, guys, listen. Can I say one thing? If you guys next year, you're gonna like. Why don't you guys just like have sex out there? I'm not trying. You
it's
think I'm trying to be an
thing,
idiot?
Though.
I'm on your side, and
it's
I'm
not
trying
the
to be
same thing.
I mean,
you can make an argument It's not
it sounds
the same.
Like I'm being crazy.
It's an equality
guys,
issue.
What?
That's why.
It is. I praise the other guy for being consistent. He said, "Let's make it illegal for guys to take their shirts off, and so that it's equal." At least he's being consistent. I'm looking for consistency, first of all. It is unreasonable for you to say that a man is not naked with a shirt off, but a woman is. And breasts are not genitalia. That is an unreasonable position. It's not such an unreasonable thing to not have sex in public. I think that's respectful of other people. But this is unreasonable.
I understand that activists are different than I would be, obviously. And I'm glad that you guys are out there on a lot of stuff that I totally agree with. Even on this, it's good to have open dialogue, but it's just the thing is, you gotta, the thing that comes along with the liberty thing, and this is why people point to us as like idiots sometimes, is because sometimes we sound like we have absolutely no common sense.
You're not addressing the equality issue.
You're saying I have no common sense because I disagree with the
equality.
Majority.
A guy can take his shirt off, a woman can't. Do you think that's right and just and fair and good?
What's it matter? It's an individual thing. Why are you grouping people as men and women in the first place?
Because
it's
the law does, dude.
Liberty.
Because nobody goes does. Out. Nobody goes out and gets 40 petition signatures to ban men being topless. It was this woman.
I'm sorry, I didn't follow the issue, so I apologize. I'm not up
The issue is, you can have a park full of guys with their shirts off, and nobody bats an eye at it. Maybe somebody will be bothered by it, but they're not going to go out and go and get petition signatures to ban the behavior. But as soon as four women show up in that same park and take their shirts off, all of a sudden, it's the end of the world. The children! Don't you see the inconsistency there?
Yeah, okay. But listen, I think that we're coming at it from two different points of view, and I apologize if your point was equality, which I don't believe in that. To talk about
you don't believe
MLK and stuff, I don't believe that you should be, like, comparing yourselves to people that couldn't change the color of their skin, and it had nothing to do with the fact that they got in the road and walked. I live there. I live where they are.
I don't really understand what you're getting at. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused.
The last guy said it was, like, Selma March stuff. And I mean,
He was just talking about tactics. There's an argument about whether the tactics would work or not.
That was the drug war, not even what we're talking about right now. We're talking about equality between men and women and how it's okay in most people's eyes for men to be without their shirts in public, but not so with women. Do you see that discrepancy, and do you understand why maybe some women and maybe some men would be upset about that discrepancy and that bias?
My
children are more important than your freedom, right? That's your position.
No, that's not my position, man. Listen, if you don't check things with just regular common sense, I'm not trying to be an idiot.
I got to stop you there. No, I tried to address this when you last brought it up. Stop. I got to stop you there. You're talking about common sense again.
Let me respond.
You're calling? No, let me address that. I've tried once already. You said common sense, and your definition of common sense is based on majority opinion and nothing else. You have nothing to back that up. Because I disagree with the majority opinion, I don't have common sense, and I take issue with that.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you do, because that's what freedom's about. But if you look at, I'm getting confused because I'm nervous. I apologize.
That's all right.
If you look at it from what we're like, you're gay, right, sir? I forget your name.
Dale. Yeah, okay. You've got 20 seconds.
I'm sorry. Okay. So, like, basically, you were that way. You were born that way. That's the way you are and stuff. So it's a little bit different if you walked out, if you got out there and did something.
They were born
and I
female.
Said, I can't do it because,
They were born female into a repressive society that's based out of Puritanism from the past. I thank you for the call tonight.
American Cult Society.
They were born into a repressive society, and it's time to do something about it. And the women in Keene, four of them, are willing to do so.
Keene women, not Free State Project members.
That's correct. Not a one of them, as a matter of fact. So we'll continue to let you know what happens as Topless Tuesdays develops throughout the summertime. It has been Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.